Nebraska football with 9 seconds left in the half.
I think that was Robinson that he was fighting through, and Walker fighting for extra yards. I think he's kind of corralling, and he was able to pull that football out. And
so the Huskers, there's some kind of a didn't hear what Ron Snodgrass was saying there. But Nebraska had the ball at the 31 of Wisconsin. Put a little time back on the clock. Yep. 11 seconds left in the half. So here we go. Huskers still have a timeout available. So they can steal some points here at the end of the first half. 21-10 Nebraska. Four receivers to either side. Emmett Johnson is the running back. Royola back to throw. Badger sending four. Right side pass, and it's pulled down by Barney. It's smacked out of bounds by Xavier Lucas. Inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Gain of 12 and a first down with 6 seconds left in the half. And now, not taking any chances, Matt Rule will send on the field goal team. As the Badgers trying to gift wrap 3 points here to Nebraska at the end of the half. This will be a 37-yard field goal try from the right hash mark. Here's the snap, ball down, the kick in the air, and it is good. 3 gift points that the Badgers give to Nebraska, and Wisconsin trails by 14 at the half. About 2 seconds left in it, actually, so Nebraska will be kicking off yet again.
Well, you ask how you are a 5-5 football team, and we've seen a lot of glimpses of why that's the case, because here you have 3 timeouts. There's how much time was left on the clock when
we got a minute.
The football? Yeah. So I'm not opposed. You try to get that first nudge play, and if you get a big run, all right, maybe. You still have to hold on to the football. It's just one error after another, and you don't take advantage of it. They do, and that's why you're potentially going to be down here for the half.
So Buscini set the kick off again. 24-10 Nebraska with 2 seconds left to the break. Buscini's kick in the air, and Vinny Anthony will let this hit into the end zone for the touchback. So one more snap here in the first half of play for Wisconsin.
Go here if you have that fake kneel down and go up top. That might be something here. Try to steal something. It's going to have to be. I'll be curious what this halftime and what Patrick's able to garner, because this has been a very disappointing half of football from the Wisconsin Badgers.
Very much in the missed opportunity realm yet again, as now they will go ahead and take the knee, and that's the end of the first half. So the Huskers offense has it going. 24 points a game. That's better than their season average per game. And Matt Rule's group with a 14-point lead going into the locker room. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Nebraska 24, Wisconsin 10. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And we welcome you into Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. It is 24-10 Nebraska at the break. This is a Cornhusker team that has really struggled to score offensively. They opened the game with a 45-yard kick return, turned that into a touchdown drive. Wisconsin answers on their own six-play, 82-yard touchdown drive to make it 7-7. Not quite 6.5 minutes into the game. Wisconsin got a break from Nebraska on a turnover that Wisconsin took over with the ball at the 17-yard line of Nebraska, and they end up doing nothing with it and missing a field goal. Nebraska answered with an 8-play, 80-yard drive to go up 14-7. Then Wisconsin answered 11 plays, 73 yards, but again they miss a field goal. Two missed field goals in the first half. Nebraska hit on a 10-play, 76-yard touchdown drive. And then with 17 seconds left in the first half after that touchdown drive and a, at the time, 21-10 Nebraska lead, Wisconsin, with 17 seconds left at their own 25, did run the football rather than take a knee. And Walker fumbled 6 yards later. Nebraska converted that into a field goal in the final moments of the first half, and that's the lead. It is Nebraska 24 and Wisconsin 10. Dylan Raiola, 17-22, 159 yards and a touchdown. Braden Locke has not played poorly by any stretch. 12 of 18, 157 and a touchdown as well. But the Badgers, two missed field goals and the fumble, giving Nebraska three free points at the end of the first half. That's a 9-point gift overall, and it is 24-10 Nebraska at the break. We'll check scores from around the country in a bit. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues. We'll check out the other scores when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, Fave at Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fave at Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fave at Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FaveatCat.com or call your local Fave at Cat store for more information. Fave at Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At halftime at Memorial Stadium, I'm Mike Heller with you. Nebraska leads Wisconsin 24-10. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Earlier today, number 2 Ohio State on their home field at the Horseshoe beat 5th-ranked and previously unbeaten Indiana 38-15. Buckeyes got a 79-yard punt return in the game and also scored in the final minute and change of the game. Not an unimportant detail. 38-15, they beat Indiana. The Hoosiers are 10-1, 7-1 in the league. Ohio State improves to 10-1 and 7-1 in the conference. Also, number 25, Illinois, went on the road and beat Rutgers 38-31. Maryland was beaten on their home field by Iowa 29-13. It is now in the final 30 seconds, 20 seconds of the first half. Minnesota leads Penn State 19-16. Minnesota leading Penn State. Penn State is 4th-ranked in the country. That is important, an important scoreboard update. Michigan leads Northwestern 17-6. That game is at halftime. And later on tonight, USC and UCLA. Top 25 action going on right now. 16th-ranked Colorado trails 20-14 in Kansas. Final 14 seconds of the first half. But Kansas has it 3rd and goal at the Colorado 2. Those games all have importance as we work our way into the college football playoff scenarios that will unfold in the next week or so. Our halftime report here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It is Nebraska 24 and Wisconsin 10. Will continue, presented by American Family Insurance. In a moment, American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE.
I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Getting him at the half. It is Nebraska 24 and Wisconsin 10. And we welcome in Bill Schmid, one of the hosts of the postgame show, along with Lance Allen. And, Billy, this is why teams have the record that they do, because you can't hide from who you are when you get this deep in the season. And Wisconsin has just been mistake-prone in the first half. They made a field goal, but they had to delay a game before they snapped it. Then they missed that field goal. They have a fumble at the end of the first half with 17 seconds left. They had previously missed another field goal. There's a reason why Wisconsin is 5-5.
Yeah, and when it rains, it pours, Mike. I mean, I think that's always been a fact, and it continues to be here for the Badgers. You got to be able to help yourself. That's a part of it, and what you just addressed. However, and I think that this is one part of it and a little bit of a positive, you haven't seen the fight fall out of this team in the midst of a weird week. So you get the ball here to start the second half. You can make it a one-possession game. But, man, you got to be able to capitalize, and that's one thing. You put it into you know me and field goal kickers, Mike. You put it into the special team's hands, you're never going to give yourself the best opportunity you can to win the game.
There'll be some second guessing on the 17 seconds on the game clock, the ball at your own 25-yard line, and you run the ball in the middle of the line, and you ended up turning it over. Now, A, you can't fumble. B, there's going to be some questions about the decision not to take a knee.
Yeah, I mean, I get three timeouts. I want to go with it. First thing is, again, Mike, and when luck strikes you on the negative side, It's hard to slow that down. That helmet goes right onto Tawee Walker's funny bone, and that ball squirts out. In a game when it seems like the ball is bouncing Nebraska's way, you got to find some ways to slow that momentum down, because it's a long 30 minutes. It's a long way home. And trust me, on that sideline as well, they know they're 5-5. So you get a couple of mistakes to go their way, and you could have a little bit different second half here.
Interesting to see in the final minute or so that we have you with. Interesting to see, and you brought up the fight in this team as they come out of the locker room with the ball to begin the second half. But Wisconsin hasn't played poorly on offense today. Two missed field goals are part of the issue, but they've thrown the ball and they run the ball okay, but the throw game has been pretty good.
They push the ball down the field, Mike, and you know how much I like getting the ball into Vinny Anthony's hands.
Yes.
See more of that in the second half. But also, part of the reason why this game is where it is, Dylan Raiola has been an issue, and he has played one of the better games that we've seen him play here in 2024. Defensively, you got to get more pressure onto 15, because he can make some mistakes. They've seen a lot of them on that side, but you got to force him. He's had way too much time to get comfortable in the back end.
Yeah, Billy, to your point, 16-21, 147 yards and a TD, and he has not been heated up at all. We'll be interested to see how the second half rolls. We'll get underway here in a moment. Bill Schmid will host the postgame show when we're all said and done. Coming up, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Section of your local grocery store.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Nebraska 24, Wisconsin 10 at the half. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Operating Engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. Huskers with 237 yards of offense, 205 for the Badgers. Dylan Raiola has had a lot of time to scan when he's been back to throw. 17 to 22 for 159 yards and a touchdown. Braden Locke is 12 of 18 for 157 yards and a touchdown. Tawee Walker, 9 carries for 41 yards. Emmett Johnson, 8 totes for 51 for the Huskers. Going back to the passing numbers, Raiola has really distributed the ball to a variety of sources. Jamal Banks with 4 catches, including a touchdown catch. Ja'Cory Barney, 4 catches for 40. Emmett Johnson, checking down to the running back, 4 for 39. Isaiah Nair, 3 for 18. Vinny Anthony, 4 for 65, 42 coming on a pitch and catch in the first possession of the game for the Badgers. Tretch Kekahuna, 3 for 39. A couple of catches for Bryson Green, including a touchdown grab. And Chris Brooks with a 27-yard reception. His father was a Husker. Back several years ago, played a little fullback for Nebraska. And you mentioned for Chris, it's been a frustrating career just for him trying to stay healthy, but he's been getting reps today. And Chris Brooks Jr. making Chris Brooks Sr. proud. He wasn't all that many years ago, but a couple decades ago, that his dad was playing here in Lincoln. 24-10, Nebraska leads Wisconsin. The Badgers will receive here with the second half kickoff.
Obviously, the first half was sloppy and not up to what Wisconsin was trying to get done. So now, you know, just walking or milling around out here with great cookies up here, by the way.
Oh, they're top notch.
Milling around, and you kind of heard a couple in Nebraska. You can see the excitement say, it all is going to come down to this first drive. And I do think this is going to be a critical component because we just gift-wrapped them 3 points. We were unable to take advantage of the Ben Barton interception. So it was a sloppy half of football. So now you can kind of rectify that and reset this. And I think you have a crowd that is sitting here and they're excited, but I think there's still a little bit of, oh, whoa. This drive, I think, is really going to be critical to get back on track here because the end of that second quarter got away from the Wisconsin Badgers.
And for the Huskers, it's about avoiding one-score games. So their last 26 games decided by no more than one score. They're 4-22. Up a couple of scores now. Brian Buscini set the kickoff. Badgers will receive. Go right to left. Vinny Anthony and Cade Iacomelli are deep. They steer this one to Iacomelli. Left side at the 10. Cade to the 15. Up across the 20. Weaving across the 25-yard line up to the 26 or 27. And that's where the Badgers will begin. 1st and 10. They'll mark it at the 26 in Wisconsin territory.
So when you look at what we had in the first half, I was surprised by what our defense was unable to do. And that all started with, you know, just no pressure at all. It's been way too easy. for Dylan Raiola today. Everything has been patting the football. Now, I think Wisconsin, Walker's had a couple of nice runs. He's averaging 4-6, but big plays, and I think finding ways to just get first downs, plotting the way down the field here. We need it.
Tawee Walker, the running back, two receivers left, one on the right, hand off. Walker trying to hit the left edge, and MJ Sherman is having none of it. The senior linebacker up to make the hit at the line of scrimmage, and it's second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 26-yard line.
Just no threat on the backside. He was never even looked at from a bootleg standpoint or anything else. Just chased down from the right side of Wisconsin and just flew down the line flat with Locke not even thinking about booting it out there. Until we see a little bit of that, that's what Nebraska's going to keep doing.
Green and Kekahuna to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left on second down. A little pressure coming up the middle. Locke under siege. Shuffling left. Hit as he throws. It's incomplete. Bringing some linebacker pressure on Braden Locke, and it's now third down and 10 for the Badgers at their 26-yard line.
Very fortunate he's outside of the pocket because I didn't see any Badger near. I know he got hit as he threw it, and that, but Rule and the Nebraska staff was begging for an intentional grounding, but he did get drilled, got rid of it. Third and 10, here we go.
Green, Kekahuna, and Nowakowski come out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Walker is the running back. On the Wisconsin 26-yard line, third down and 10. Just underway, third quarter. Kekahuna motions to the formation. Lock back to throw. Lets it go right side. High pass incomplete. Wanted Kekahuna, who had a little bit of space, but the ball's sailing beyond him. And it's a three and out for this Wisconsin offense to begin the third quarter.
It almost looked like Locke was expecting him to maybe come out of that break quicker because he kind of put his hand up, and he usually doesn't do that. I think he was thinking Tretch should have been a little flatter. Maybe Tretch felt like he got held and grasped. I know that's what Luke Fickell is talking to the ref about.
So here's Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Isaiah Garcia Castaneda deep for the Huskers. Snap to Bertrams. He'll have to go down and get it. The kick is away. Emmett Johnson was back there with him. And Castaneda will catch at the 20-yard. We'll make that Ja'Cory Barney catching across the 20, across the 25-yard line. And that was Ja'Cory Barney and not Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, as Barney will bring it up to about the 27-yard line. 55-yard punt, 6 on the return. We're 58 seconds into the third quarter. It's 24-10, Nebraska leading Wisconsin.
Well, it was not the start. That was the start the Nebraska folks wolfing down cookies out here were hoping for, but not from our standpoint. To go three and out and only take 50 seconds, you put it back on your defense, and it has not been. You just need more pressure. We need to try and make some things happen.
Here we go, Dylan Raiola. That was the Nebraska offense. Raiola to throw over the middle, and it's jarred loose, incomplete. Jamal Banks, the intended receiver. And Austin Brown back there as that ball was hanging in the air for an instance. Christian Allegro getting in there defensively. Second down and 10 for the Huskers at their own 27-yard line.
And that's how you make big plays, get guys rallying to the football. Austin Brown does a nice job. Allegro is right there forcing a tight throw, and Brown came up and gave a licking getting that ball on the turf.
Trips to the left. Emmett Johnson is the running back as Raiola will give it to Johnson. Off the right side across the 30, still up. 35 cutting right across the 40-yard line. Puts a stiff arm on Zachman, and Emmett Johnson across the 45 to the 46-yard line and a first down for Nebraska.
Yeah, no edge got set there. You pulled the right guard in the center and was able to kick it out, and you saw it developing up here. It was way too much space there for Nebraska.
And Jake Cheney is down and hurts. Badgers senior linebacker. And he is in a lot of pain right now. We're a minute 20 seconds into the third quarter. 24-10. Nebraska leading Wisconsin. Is Jake trying to get to his feet? I mean, he is fighting to stand up, and he gets up, but he's going to need some assistance and putting no weight on that left leg.
I think, unfortunately, he's chasing the football. I think it was double contact.
We'll go ahead and take a break. We're a minute 20 into the third quarter. Nebraska 24, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. Giacchini being helped over to the Wisconsin sideline. The senior linebacker out of Cape Coral, Florida. We have 13:40 left in the third quarter, 24-10. Nebraska leads Wisconsin. The Huskers with a first and 10 at their 46-yard line.
It seemed like that was just another case of friendly fire. We saw that last week with Hunter Wohler when he kind of took a shot from one of his own guys, and that was a case. Jake was chasing that toss play down and I think ended up getting wiped out from underneath and hopefully, you know, not putting much weight on that left leg. Hopefully he'll be all right.
Well, here we go as we resume play. They'll come out with two receivers left, two receivers right. As Raiola will whip it over the middle. Barney the catch inside the 45 of Wisconsin gets wrapped up by Preston Zachman at the 42 of the Badgers. A quick hitter and a gain of 12 for the Huskers.
He really wants to be Patrick Mahomes. You see it. Yeah, he does the sidearm bit there. And the arm angles and everything else. That was a pretty nifty play.
Well, the 42 of Wisconsin, first and 10, slot left, slot right. Raiola back to throw, looking, a little pressure, and he checks it down to Barney inside the 40-yard line, and he gets smacked by Christian Allegro at the 36-yard line of the far side, make it the 37 of Wisconsin, a gain of 5.
Some missed tackles today. It's been a little more uncharacteristic. Early in the game, we were kind of talking about our secondary. Rico came in and just swung and missed on it. Got to get him down earlier.
Slot left, slot right on second down and 5. A give, Emmett Johnson has a little room up the middle. A little jump cut, little juke move, I should say, off to the right inside the 35 and down near the 32, which is the line to gain. Let's see if that's good enough. I think it is, and it is. First down, Nebraska.
A lot of room there. We've seen Nebraska pull that center and guard, and then everybody has to fly out there because they've been able to get to the edge. That was the case where they did that, and the middle of the field was wide open, and they were able to pick up a first down.
3 minutes gone by third quarter, 24-10 Nebraska. Huskers back on the move, pistol formation. On first down, the handoff to Emmett Johnson. Straight ahead inside the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. Elijah Hills getting in there first, and it's Ben Barton doing the rest of the work of the 27 of the Badgers, a gain of 5.
Too much push in the interior part. Nebraska did a good job of moving guys and then getting up onto that linebacker. Just too much. 5 yards on first down.
And they're right back at it. Double wide to the left. Johnson remains the running back. Raiola gets the snap. Badgers trying to rush four. Raiola taking a shot. Left side deep. Nair through his hands. Incomplete. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Had to turn back for it. Not an easy catch, but one that could have been made. Nair unable to grab it. It's 3rd and 5, Nebraska, at the Wisconsin 27-yard line.
Very fortunate there. He ended up high-pointing it, and he just dropped it. It could have maybe led him a little bit, but his body got contorted back in the end zone. and very fortunate that that ball fell to the turf.
Third down and five for the Huskers. Ball at the 27-yard line of Wisconsin. Barney slot right. He will motion to the left. Loyola checking out the defense. Takes the snap. Badgers bring in four. Pius getting the push on Loyola, who steps up into the pocket. Will throw it, and it's incomplete. Luke Lindenmeyer, the intended receiver. Austin Brown on the coverage to the 15 to the near side. And that time, the Badgers did get some pressure on John Pius. Shoving his guy back. He had him on skates. He had Bryce Benhart on skates, and it's fourth down. On comes the field goal team.
And I've been just begging, please, let's get some pressure on Rayola, and that was the case. Pius just bowled right up on that right tackle and shoved him right into Rayola's lap, forced him to get out of the pocket, and, hey, getting off the field, forcing a field goal attempt.
45-yard attempt for John Hull, who is 6 of 10 this season. 45 yards away, right hash, snap spot, and the kick is away, and it is good. 45-yard pop from the Nebraska kicker, and the lead is 17 here for the Huskers. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 11:18 left of the third quarter. Nebraska 27, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores close Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Jake Chaney officially listed as questionable with a left leg injury as he made his way into the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent. Tucker Ashcraft, we're told, is available. We'll see if they use him. He was banged up in the first half of play. We have 11 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third quarter. 27-10, Nebraska leads Wisconsin. A John Hull 45-yard field goal, giving the Huskers a 17-point lead as Brian Buscini on the run-up. And the kick is away. Iacomelli will catch left side at the 1. He is to the 5, to the 10. 15, cuts across 20, 25, 30. Iacomelli across the 35-yard line. Maybe went out of bounds just shy of it. Still a good return from Cade Iacomelli. They'll mark him out at the 33 of Wisconsin. And a first down. Cade Iacomelli, the redshirt sophomore out of Pennsylvania. Saw him in the backfield earlier this season. He averages better than 8 yards a tote in that reserve role. Now when we see him touch it, it has been as a return man. Badgers starting at their 33. So here's Braden Locke in the Wisconsin offense. Darion Dupree is in at running back. Benny Anthony wide left, motions to the right. Mason Green wide to the right. Snap to Locke. He'll hand it to Dupree, trying to hit the right edge of the 35-yard line. Darion Dupree fighting his way to the 39 on a gain of 6. Good hard yards from Darion Dupree. Second down and 4 for the Badgers.
Nice job by Hubert getting out up on that second level, and Benny Anthony getting just enough on his guy. I love Dupree there, just running hard going full speed that whole way, got the corner, is able to get a nice 6-yard pickup here to start this second drive of the half.
Inch it a little bit closer to the 40-yard line. So second down and 3+ change. Dupree stays in the game to the right of Braden Locke. Anthony and Kekahuna come out to the left and move it up front. Penalty markers fly.
Yeah, that's Brunner.
False start. Offense, number 56, 5-yard penalty.
So it'll be a second down and about 8. 10:30 left in the third quarter, 27-10. Nebraska leads Wisconsin.
That's another just one of those things. You get that great run, get that first down, you get in position, and then you give 5 of it right back. You have to overcome and keep fighting. It's just everything, making everything a little more difficult than it needs to be.
Green to the right, Anthony to the left. Slock will take. Reeds keeps, throws over the middle, caught by Bryson Green across midfield into Nebraska territory. A pretty good shot there from Braden Locke to Bryson Green. Bly Hill on the tackle, first down at the Nebraska 48-yard line.
And just an RPO, that was, you saw Wisconsin's O-line. It definitely looked run from up here. Helmets down, and that opens up the middle of that field for that slant. And we've had a lot of success with that early in the game. Continue to look to do more of that.
Rodgers trying to get it lined up. Green comes out wide to the right on first down. Locke back to throw. Looking. He'll check it down. Darion Dupree at the 45-yard line to the 40-yard line and is driven down inside the 40 or right at the 40 of Nebraska. Braden able to check down there. Stephon Thompson, a linebacker, on the tackle. Second down and 2 for Wisconsin with 9:25 left in the third quarter. Badgers trailing by 17.
Brunner at left guard did a fantastic job of resetting his hands. He was getting bold, was able to continue to reset. That gave Locke enough time to check that football down.
Kekahuna and Anthony to the left. C.J. Williams in there, wide to the right. Locke reads, keeps, throws, and it goes behind C.J. Williams. Incomplete. Braden just buzzing that one behind the wide receiver. And it's now 3rd and 2 for Wisconsin at the Nebraska 40-yard line.
And Braden kind of put his arm up. I don't know if he sailed it or if he expected CJ to be in a different spot, but that was a slant, and he completely airmailed it over his right shoulder.
3rd down and 2 for the Badgers. Wisconsin's 2 out of 7 converting on 3rd down.
4-down territory here.
And they go. Full house in the backfield. Hand off Todd Wee Walker, and he'll barrel his way for the first down, and Moore powers his way inside the 35 to the 33-yard line of Nebraska. Isaac Gifford on the tackle. First down, Wisconsin.
Jackson Aker did a fantastic job. He went up and met that linebacker in the hole. It would not have been a first down. He kept moving his feet, and that gave Walker, who always finishes his run strong, continued to plow forward and is able to pick up 3 or 4 more yards on a gritty 3rd and 2 pickup.
Green and Kekahuna come out to the right. C.J. Williams to the left. Walker the running back. Line of scrimmage to the Nebraska 33-yard line. Kekahuna in motion to the left. Locke will give it to Tawee Walker. Nothing there. There really wasn't much chance there for Tawee Walker. Prince Will Umani Allen getting in there defensively for the Huskers. 2nd down and 10 for the Badgers.
You can't let guys run into the backfield untouched, and that was the case. You never even let Tawee get started. It was right in the hole immediately after he got the football. And for as hard as Tawee runs, you have to cover guys up and give him a chance. Didn't do it that time.
So it's 2nd and 10 at the Nebraska 33-yard line. Nowakowski slot left. Kekahuna slot right. Now Tretch will motion to the left. 3 receivers that side of the formation. Pressure coming. Locke swings it down. Darion Dupree at the 35-yard line. He's to the 30. Dupree is driven out of bounds by Ty Robinson. Progress stopped inbounds at about the 27-yard line of the Huskers. Gain of 6. It's now 3rd down and 4 for the Badgers.
Really good play call there. Nebraska decided to heat it up, and you just a little swing pass out. You got Riley Mallman out there. I thought Bryson Green did just enough to hold off his guy that was able to get some positive yards on a blitz that Nebraska brought.
7:15 left third quarter, 27-10 Nebraska. Badgers have a 3rd and 4 at the Huskers 27-yard line. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Locke takes, he'll give it to Dupree. Gets hit right away, and Darion is able to fight for 2 yards to the 27 of Nebraska, where it's now 4th down and 2. As four down territory here is J.P. Benshaw checking in. They're going to get some extra beef there in the line of scrimmage for Wisconsin. It's fourth and two at the Nebraska 25-yard line.
Yeah, and you do that knowing, you know, run the football on third and four there, knowing this is four down territory. Now get your best play dialed up here on fourth and two.
Well, the extra offensive lineman, Benshaw, lining up to the left of the left tackle, Jack Nelson. Aker to the left of Locke. Walker's behind him, handoff for Walker, and he is stoned. On fourth and two, John Bullock, Makai Bayer are there as the Badgers are turned back, and yet another opportunity fails miserably. And we've got a timeout here in Lincoln. 6 minutes, 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Nebraska 27, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. Nebraska stoning Wisconsin on a fourth and two. They get Tawee Walker for a loss of one. 27-10 Nebraska with 6:25 left in the third quarter, and the Huskers will take over at their 26-yard line.
Fourth and two, you have Benshaw in as an extra offensive lineman. You run it that way, and it went nowhere quick.
Dante Dowdell in at running back. They're in the pistol now on first and 10. And Raiola will give it to Dowdell up the right side, turns it back up the hash marks across the 30-yard line and up to the 35. Austin Brown on the stop, gain of 9. And this is now where you fear this Wisconsin defense really start to wear down. We'll see what Dana Holgorsen dials up here. He may just try to pound away here at this Wisconsin defense. We'll see. Second down and 1 at the Nebraska 35-yard line. Raiola will read it, keep it, throwing it. Nate Borkature, the tight end, the catch, made a man miss across the 40, 45-yard line, across midfield and into Wisconsin territory. Nate Borkature, the tight end, junior out of Aurora, Nebraska, down to the 45-yard line in Wisconsin territory. First and 10 for the Huskers.
A little boot, and you got Raiola out on space and just brought their tight end underneath. We didn't close that down quick enough, and then another missed tackle. I don't know how many missed tackles there have been today, but it's been way too many.
By the way, with Jake Cheney out, you got Tackett Curtis in there alongside Christian Allegra of the 46. Little end around. Ja'Cory Barney has room to the 45, to the 40 of Wisconsin. He'll step out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Nizer Forkurine and Tackett Curtis getting over there. 11 more yards and a first down, Nebraska, at the 35-yard line of Wisconsin.
Aaron Witt got kind of caught a little bit, went down a little bit more further than he should have, and that, you know, allowed the edge to happen, and that was about as easy a 10-yard pickup as you're going to have.
So another threat here brewing for Nebraska with under 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Raiola gives it to Dowdell, trying to hit the right side and making the stop in the open field is John Pius. The play by the Badgers linebacker. Transfer from William and Mary. Second down and 10 for the Huskers at the Wisconsin 35.
Yeah, great job by Pius. He kind of went down and was able to retrace his footwork and get back outside and make a really nice open field tackle.
Nair, Banks, three receivers actually coming out to the left for the Huskers on second and 10. Raiola will give it to Dowdell off the right side inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line. And Xavier Lucas will come up to make the hit at the 29 of Wisconsin. Gain of 6 for Dante Dowdell. It's third down and 4.
Real problem today. Nebraska's pulled that center and right guard all day, and they've been able to get out on the edge. And now Wisconsin is trying to make sure there's enough bodies out there when they see that. And they're cutting it back up inside. And there's just, it's amazing how much space there's been on that play for Nebraska today.
Third down and 4 for the Huskers at the Wisconsin 29-yard line. Jairon Bonner breaks out in motion to the left as Raiola throwing wide open. Emmett Johnson, 20, 15, 10, 5, and finally pulled out of bounds by Preston Zachman. Room service pitch and catch to Emmett Johnson. First and goal, Nebraska at the 3.
That had to have just been a communication breakdown because they ran a guy in motion and they saw it was man-to-man. Wisconsin had man-to-man and they just leaked their back out and nobody was near him. That's way too easy.
3:24 left in the third quarter. 27-10 Nebraska. 3 yards away from blowing this one wide open, if it isn't already. Double wide to the left. Pistol set. Dowdell behind Raiola, who takes the snap. He'll give it to Dowdell up the middle. Touchdown, Nebraska. Dante Dowdell from 3 yards away. And it's 33-10 Nebraska here in the third quarter.
Been saying this phrase way too much today. Just too easy. Wide open, all kinds of space again down on the goal line. I don't think he got touched until it was right at the goal line. And guys are getting rolled off the ball. And when safeties or people are coming up, missing tackles, it's way too much of that this afternoon.
Extra point coming up. As Nebraska has blown this one open here in the third quarter. PAT is good. 7 plays, 74 yards. Took 3 minutes and 18 seconds. We have 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Nebraska 20, or make that Nebraska 34, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day. Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, for the Shamrock supplied.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24-7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Dante Dowdell with his second rushing touchdown. This one from 3 yards away. 3:07 left in the third quarter. Nebraska 34, Wisconsin 10.
Yeah, I don't know what to, not sure where we go from here. It's try to win a quarter. If you'd have told me Nebraska was going to beat us today, I'd say, oh, it's going to be a dogfight, tough. I did not envision 34 points with 3 minutes left in the third quarter and almost 360 yards of offense.
Sheeny with the kick in the air. It'll be Vinny Anthony catching at the 2. He is to the 5, the 10, between the hash marks, 15-yard line across the 20, and down he goes. And Nebraska rolling right now. As we'll see what Wisconsin can come up with beginning at their 21-yard line.
It's just been tough sledding, and I think we kind of anticipated running the football inside was going to be tough. They have some dogs, and they've been good physical up front. Tawi, 13 carries for 47 yards. Everything has been hard. And on the flip side, it has not been the case.
Darion Dupree in at running back. Little wide to the right, and they'll send Jackson Aker in motion to the left. Is locked back to throw, looking, fires, caught by Riley Nowakowski across the 25-yard line, is whipped to the ground at the 29 in Wisconsin territory. Over there defensively, the linebacker Stephon Thompson. Gain of 8, second down and 2 for Wisconsin.
Having good success on first down when we've, you know, tried some play action or just flat out dropping back and throwing, and Braden has done a good job of staying in front, and it's just been we've continued to make a couple of mistakes here and there that have choked off some of these drives.
Bryson Green comes out to the right, C.J. Williams to the left, Dupree the running back, Locke will give it to him, Darion has room, 30, 35 yard line to the 40, Dupree 45 to the 50, little stop and go inside the 45, inside the 40 yard line of Nebraska. Deshaun Singleton out of the secondary finally brings the true freshman to the turf. On a big run from Dupree, they'll mark at the 39 of Nebraska, a gain of 32 yards.
Just awesome vision there by Dupree. It's a Joe Brunner left guard pulled, and what he did was just cut right back off. It was a play designed to go to the right. He cut right off and then let his speed go, and a really nice run there by Dupree.
A minute 54 left in the third quarter. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 39-yard line. Double wide to the left. Lock gets a shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Pockets tight. Braden steps up, and Ty Robinson pulls him down. Penalty marker flies as Lock was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. The penalty marker thrown near the end of the play. And here comes the call.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense number 0. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
That's big old Nash Hutmaker, senior defensive lineman, undefeated high school wrestler, 166-0, the last 73 of which were pins.
That'd be fun.
Force. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Huh? You're a senior in high school. He's got 72 straight pins.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a bear of a man, and he's been playing at a high level for a while here.
Doing some pretty good work wrestling at Nebraska as well. First down, Locke looking to throw, going deep right side, wants Bryson Green, makes the catch in the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin. 24 yards on the throw from Braden Locke to Bryson Green, who is in for the second time here this afternoon.
Really good adjustment by Green out of ball. Locke had to get rid of that faster. Nebraska brought a run blitz and got in his face, but he released it, kept the ball in play, and Bryson did a great job of locating, coming back to it, high-pointing the football, and giving us a little bit of a spark. Man, did we need that.
Well, he missed a lot of time this season, Bryson Green. Missed some time last year, but that was, you know, part of the book on him with his strength. He could get those contested catches. And we have seen him do it a couple of times in the end zone here today. So it's 34-16 Nebraska with a minute 19 left in the third quarter. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. A little bit of life here for Wisconsin as the extra point is in the air and it's good. Let's check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 4 plays, 79 yards, took 1 minute and 44 seconds. We'll keep it here with a minute 19 left in the third quarter. Nebraska 34, Wisconsin 17.
Okay, so obviously really nice. Dupree with a great run and, you know, sticking with that, and then a great play by Bryson Green. And I think you give up that touchdown, and the thing, it'd be, you're starting to wonder how much fight does this group got left in it. And I thought a great bounce back there from the Wisconsin Badgers. And now you do it quick. You got a little time if you can find a way. Interesting there. I'd have to check Brett Bielema's old book on when you should go for two, because, you know, it's easy from up here to say, well, you get three and then it's only a three score. Now it's still a three score game. So I do wonder, if you go for two, you don't want to chase points at this point either, but you're down 17 with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, we see teams, college at the NFL level, they chase it. Now, and this kickoff of Gavin Lobb hits the back line of the end zone. Used to be that rule of thumb, you don't chase points till the fourth quarter. And, you know, with the analytics and all of that, that theory has largely been shoved aside, although you